Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
So I have been friends with colleagues, if you will, with Mnuch, who is the co-host of Rockin' Mnuch on Fox Sports 910 in Arizona. I've been going on his show for years. He has popped on this show for several years. Whenever it's 49ers and Cardinals, we usually talk. Whenever it's like Giants and Diamondbacks or Warriors and Suns, we have always appreciated each other's work. What a lot of you probably don't know is before he became Mnuch, he was Dan Mnucci, who played quarterback professionally in the NFL. A little cup of coffee, if you will. Had a little time with the Canadian Football League as well. And in a much of a way, our friend and colleague Sean Salisbury continues to keep his foot in the coaching world. Dan Mnucci does just that. And one of the guys from his coaching world just happens to be, say it along with me, 49ers starting quarterback Brock Purdy, because that's exactly who he is right now. Dan, thank you very much for joining us here on Damon and Ratto. Hopefully everyone understands why exactly we're having you on now, because we don't know much about Brock Purdy outside of the game that we just watched and the quotes that the team is releasing about him right now. You've known this kid since he was how many years old?
Oh, my goodness. Hey, and gentlemen, thank you for having me on. I'm ready to rock and roll. Sorry, I could not resist the pun.
Shame on you.
Well, I know. I had to do it. You know what, guys? I've been training one Brock Purdy since it was spring of his ninth grade year. He was doing a little baseball and football, and then he really got focused spring of his sophomore year after football season, and he quit baseball. So I've been working with this very, very fine young man, basically since, you know, the ninth grade, and getting workouts in during the summer and in the off season, and anytime he's home, whether it was from Iowa State or getting ready to go to the San Francisco 49ers, we've always worked. It's been mechanics, it's been throwing, it's getting the arm stronger. And guys, he's always been a young man that's, thank you, sir, may I have another? You know, thank you, sir, may I have another? You know, he couldn't work him hard enough. And I train these guys, you know, like a Bryce Perkins with the L.A. Rams or a Tyler Shuck with Texas Tech or Ty Thompson in Oregon. A lot of the guys, even Chubba Purdy, his brother, who's up in Nebraska. You know, you work him, because I push him to the next level. Out of all of them, especially Brock, he's got that quiet, very serious demeanor. And every once in a while, I had to get him to smile. You know, just, you know, lighten up once in a while, Brock. But he's just always been a hardworking, wanting to get better with every workout, and one of those guys that anytime he's available, he's in town seeking me out to do the training.
Well, I tell you, if you're going to get a compliment from someone, let it be the guy protecting your blind side. And left tackle, all world tackle, Trent Williams basically just said, you know, the one thing that we really like about Brock is he tells anyone in the huddle who's talking to shut the hell up as fast as humanly possible. And he even said, this guy doesn't play like, but he acts in the huddle like he's already Peyton Manning. So that to me is one of the saving graces of the 49ers are now going to entrust their season to a third string quarterback, because I don't think there are a lot of third string quarterbacks who have that much confidence in their own headspace. And it feels like that's what maybe his single best attribute is. I don't know about the arm, the mobility, physical attributes obviously led him all the way to the final pick of the draft. But if he's right in between the ears, Dan, he can maybe do things in this league.
Well, the other thing, too, you got to remember now, guys, is that, you know, I tell a lot of folks, look, he's mature beyond his years. I say he's an old soul, and he's always been that way. Very mature, very meticulous, checked all the boxes. And, guys, he's played, what, 44, 45 games in college, so he's very seasoned from reps. And for a lot of the guys, I tell, I said, look, you get in that huddle, you've got command of it. I don't care if you're there the first day or it's 10 years from now. You got command. And I saw that quote from Trent Williams, and I love that because that's Brock. He's not going to say a lot. Kind of like E.F. Hutton, if you remember those days from way, way back. You know, when he speaks, they listen. And he's got emotion. He's not going to be too high. He's not going to be too low. He's very even-keeled. But I'll guarantee you this, guys, he is not going to be out-prepared. He'll watch the 136 rolls of film he was looking to watch on his off day this last Tuesday. He'll watch this. He'll study that. And to have that kind of command in the huddle, you know, Brock's been there and done that. He's had to tell those linemen, because they want to chirp in once in a while, as we very well know. Hell, I remember in the playoff game against the Chargers my second year, Conrad Dobler, the good old Connie, said, hey, Manooch, keep your ass in the freaking pocket. I'm like, Connie, I got this. And he just kind of, all right, you're good. And sometimes you got to take that command, whether you're a first-year guy or a 10-year vet. But that's just the way Brock is. He's not going to say a lot. He's going to do it by actions and not by words.
So if you didn't teach him how to run a huddle that way, who did? Because I don't guess that this is something that guys just do naturally. I suspect it's got to be taught to them early on. So who gets the credit for that?
You know what? I think it's a combination of, you know, we've had very long talks about quarterbacking, not only in college, but in the NFL. And this is probably going back a year and a half when Tyler, Chuck, and Brock were working out. They're working out. And when we get to their work, we just talk about quarterbacking 101, quarterbacking at this level, at that level. And I've always told them, guys, you've got to have command out there on the field. Now, Ray, we may not have got specific about the huddle per se, but what I tell guys, look, you're the leader on the field. What you do on and off the field speaks volumes of who you are. So the command of that huddle is just kind of one of those leadership qualities that Brock has had. You know, it came from probably his dad, Sean. I'm sure talked to him about it. I've mentioned it to the guys. But sometimes, guys, you know, you talk a lot of stuff about the NFL and being a quarterback, and you just hope that 90% or even 80% of it sticks, what you're telling these guys what it's like at the next level. And that in particular, those specific conversations are probably more along the lines of leadership more so than command in the huddle. And that's just Brock, who he is. He's serious. He knows what it takes. And a lot of that just very innate in who he is.
Dan Minucci, who is Brock Purdy's quarterback coach and has been since high school in the off seasons. He's also half a Rockin' Minooch, a sports talk show in Arizona on Fox Sports 910. Nice enough to join us here. And basically, let's wrap up with this, because this to me is the $100,000 question about where this offense goes as Brock Purdy is leading it. How is he inside of the 15-yard box that Kyle basically runs his entire offense in? I'm talking about 12 yards in front of the line of scrimmage and 3 yards behind, because it is an intermediate, underneath, or screen game that Shanahan even runs with Jimmy Garoppolo. Mm-hmm. If Brock Purdy can hit open targets in that area, the 49ers offense really shouldn't look noticeably different with Brock Purdy running it. How is he, Dan, in that 15-yard box?
He'll be very good. He'll be fearless. He understands it. He sees it, and he knows it. He's not afraid to pull the trigger, guys. And when I say that, he's not afraid to be that quarterback in that particular scenario. And we talk about the red zone all the time. He'll be smart, but understand exactly where you're going. And watching that those two touchdown passes last week that he had, the one was a little rollout, flipping it out to, you know, CMC, you know, getting that ball out to him and making that understanding. So he'll be smart. He'll be alert. He'll pick up his keys. And he's not afraid to throw the ball, or he's not afraid to enhance the ball in that particular area. So if there's one word I could sum it up, Damon and Ray, it's fearless, confident, and able to make things happen down in that particular area of the field.
We'll take it. Dan, thank you very much for helping us to get to know this young man a little bit better. Always appreciate your time, man, and Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and yours.
Thank you, guys. Let me just tell this to all your listeners out there. He is one of the nicest, finest young men you are ever going to meet. He's just that humble, hardworking individual. And Merry Christmas to you and yours. And, guys, it's fun to add another Italiano to the Ray and Rotter Show and Damon Big D. So we always a pleasure, always a treat to have you on. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.